A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello there, Mum. How are you today? Great. It's really lovely to hear from you. Okay, so I did email you before about you potentially requiring our services for planning a party. And you're willing to go ahead. Great. Okay. That's wonderful. Let me make you a file up here and we can get started over the phone right away. Wonderful. Alright, if you just give me a moment, I'm just gonna open a brand new file for you. Okay, no problem. Now, we do a lot of our services over the phone, but of course, you can feel free to pop in and see me at any time if there's something that you're not too sure about. Great. Okay, we're nearly set up here. Just add a new file. Okay. So, what is the party that we are trying to make a plan for? Baby shower. Lovely. Okay. And is this for yourself? Are you expecting, or is it a family friend? Yourself. Great. Okay. So you're the type of person that likes to have a lot of control with planning. Me too. Okay. And your name is? Great, thank you. And your partner? Lovely. Okay, and when, may I ask, are you expecting? In 6 months, okay. So we've still got a little while yet. And when are you liking to have the baby shower? About 3 months to go. Great, so that gives us 3 months of planning. That's a wonderful amount of time. Okay, and will this be quite a large affair, or are we just thinking intimate family? Kind of in between? Okay, so close family. And a few neighbours. Okay, great. Okay, so how many in total are we expecting for the party? 30 people? Great, that's a great number. And where is it that you'll be holding the baby shower? May I ask, do you know the gender of the baby, or are you wanting the baby shower to include a gender reveal? Okay, that's quite rare. Okay, so you're waiting till the birth to find out the gender. Okay, great. Okay, great. So, what we'll do is we'll keep the colours relatively neutral. Are there any colours that you would prefer? Well, I tend to either suggest a half and half mix between pinks and blues. Otherwise, you do seem to be wanting your baby shower in the springtime, so lemon yellows tend to look quite nice with very soft greys. Yeah, great, good choice. Okay, so we'll go the lemon yellow. How long are we planning to be having the shower for? Is it going to be a whole day event or just a few hours? About 4 hours, okay. No problem. Are you wanting to have invitations? Okay, great. Invitations. And what about the time of day? Are we wanting like a morning brunch style event, or normal lunchtime, afternoon tea, maybe an evening meal, brunch of course, brunch. And of course with the springtime the weather would be quite lovely, so are you wanting to use the garden? Yeah, and do you have a conservatory at all? You do, and are we willing to use it? Great. Okay, and in terms of food, are you wanting to have the food pre-prepared for you ready, or would you like to have some chefs at hand? We can get the pre-prepared food, of course. Yes, it does make it a little bit more private. Not many people are too open to having people coming to their homes. I completely understand, especially, you know, such a special time. Okay, so I'm gonna quickly go through a few different things, a few different options of what we've spoken about. So we're going to look at some invitations, we'll have a look at some decor and theming, then I'll go through some different party elements, maybe some games, theming that you'd like to play. Through invites, we have decor and theming, okay, party, games, and then we'll talk about food options. Great, all right, let me screen up for you now. So if you look at your computer, I've linked in our screens together, so you'll be seeing everything that I'm seeing. Are you linked? Great, okay, so we'll start with the invites. If you just give me a moment to link them all up. So at the moment, what we'll be doing is we'll be creating sort of a Pinterest board between yourself and me, so that we can be on the same page in terms of the decor, the kind of theming that we're going for. And then as we go through the process of booking all of the entertainment, entertainment or food, buying all of party supplies, etc., I will send you all of the details and costing through email as we go along, okay? And as I said again, you're welcome to book an appointment with me at any time. Great, okay. So let's have a little look on Pinterest for some invitations. Just letting it load here. Okay, so first of all, on your screen, you can see that we have a lot of invitations in this very sweet little baby grow shape. Yes, so you can customize that invitation with any style, color that you wish. Not quite what you're looking for. Okay, no problem. So we do have a more traditional type of baby grow invitation here, which is a little more demure. We just have polka dots. Okay, so we're looking for more of a traditional shape. No problem. So here we have a invitation that has more of a rustic theming. It has the very kind of rustic wooden background and beautiful sunflowers. You're liking that one? No problem, let me save that for you. There we go. Okay. Then of course, we have some more cartoonesque type ones, which are very in keeping of the childish nature of having a baby. Are you expecting a lot of children, guests, or is it mostly adults? Mostly adults, okay. So that wouldn't necessarily fit appropriately within your theming. So let's have a little scroll. Are you seeing anything that takes your fancy? Okay, no problem. So let's just add some details in. We'll specify color. In that kind of colouring. Okay, I'll just scroll gently for you and let me know if there are any that you like in particular. No, no problem, you take your time, it's fine. Liking this theming already. Let's have a quick look. Well, the banners are very sweet. As I said, the lemon looks beautiful. You can literally have fresh pressed lemonade as well. Keeping in that lemon, very fresh, citrusy feel. We can bring a lot of springtime into it. So, fresh flowers, it's all about rebirth. We can have little lamb theme. Great, okay. I'm liking this quite a lot. We have the butterfly mobile, yeah. And the little lemon cupcake cases. Almost like picnic-esque with the cake tiers. Okay, great. Well, we'll save that for later. We'll just look at the invitation. questions for now. Okay. Let me have a look. Okay, I'm not quite taking your fancy. Let's see if we can take away the colouring and maybe just put in full rustic type of invitations. This is more what you're looking for, great, okay. How about something like this one here? So again, we have the rustic wood with the little banner saying baby, and then some lemon polka dots keeping in with that colouring theming. But it's just very gentle. Have some delicate lace. It's not too childish, but not too adult at the same time. Of course, and you don't have to have the banner in pink, of course, you could have that in grey, white. Yeah, any colour that you like. Okay, great. So, we shall save that one here. There we are. Okay, let's continue. Are there any more invites that take your fancy, or are we quite happy to go ahead with that style? That style? Okay, great. So let me just refer back to my notes. Next, we're going to be looking at some of the decor. Okay. So we'll have a look at baby shower decor. Okay. So, as you can see right now, these floral frames are quite popular at the moment. Not only floral frames, but also balloon frames and kind of Instagram style photo opportunities. Very wedding-esque. You want something a little more toned down, okay. No problem. Okay. See, they are very much very big and extravagant. You want something a little bit. So here is a sweet little idea to go with the lemon colour kind of idea. We have honeybee theming. So you can see here we have white and lemon balloons cascaded with little honeybees. And then we have a dessert platter table. Now I do know that you are wanting brunch, but a dessert platter is always a good idea, especially if you have a lot of friends that are expectant mothers. They can have quite a sweet tooth. We like that idea. Okay, so what I can do is I can either incorporate that bee theming, or we can take out the bees, we can have more florals, we can do anything that you'd like if you just like simply the colour theming. Just the colour theming, okay, we'll take out the bees. No problem. Okay. Let me just add that. There we are. Okay, continuing on. Have you thought about a cake at all? No? Okay, let's have a little look. And of course we want a neutral cake. Here we are. Now, here is a particular favourite of mine. For a lot of Dumbo fans, we tend to have baby elephants as a theming in baby showers. Now, it's also because of the grey colouring in elephants. It is kind of a gender neutral.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
I have this lovely little cake here, which is a long tier cake, one tier, and it says Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, with both gold, blue and pink stars on it, with a little elephant at the top. We like that. Okay, well, I'll save that, and then we can look at a few more just so we get a few ideas, and then we can customise as you wish. Also, an option is little cupcakes like this. They are very simple, cream cheese or vanilla frosting. And they can have little like flags coming out saying things that you want. So these ones in particular say, "Oh baby." But they can say anything that you like. You could have the surname of the baby on the cakes. You like that idea? Of course, well, of course, you know, nothing of this is set in stone. You can always change your mind if you wish. Here we have another little elephant fishing for a star. I'll just save that one, quite similar in the theming. Okay. And then of course we have some very rustic style cakes. Now this is what is called a naked cake. It's very much a wedding style of cake. So we can have whatever flavour cake that you choose, and then it is kind of like whitewashed in frosting, so you can still see some of the cake layers actually peeking through, and then we can decorate that with any flowers or fruits that you wish. A little bit too more formal, that's fine. Let's have a look. Also, we do have baby themed biscuits here. Now, these ones in particular are Rattles, Brams, and little onesies. No problem. Okay, so are we thinking just at the moment to stick to the cake itself? Okay, no problem. Alright, so now we've got this elephant concept, we can search a little elephant theme. We can see lots of themings here. We have little table centers, but of course it's going to take place in your home, so these do seem a little bit extravagant. Yes, let me see, baby showers have come quite a long way in the past few years. It does seem like in the UK Americanized it a little bit. Oh, of course, I mean, you know, it's wonderful to celebrate. We even have little favors, our little peanut favors, of course, because elephants like peanuts. Okay, what I'm gonna do, because you're seeming it's a little bit too much for you. Yeah, I'm going to search for more garden party options and maybe you'll feel a little bit less overwhelmed. Okay, alright. Okay, so here we have a few different banner choices. Now, of course, you want it as gender neutral. So, here for example, we have some animal banners, and these are just like jungle safari, so they are silhouettes. Quite like those. Okay. I've got, at the end of the day, you know, I'm trying to compile a load of things that you like that are to your taste, and then we'll kind of collect them all together and make them a little bit more cohesive as the process goes along. Have this here, which is a very lovely grey style display. This is with hot air balloons as well. Of course. Okay. Okie dokie. All right. Well, I think we'll have a little bit more of a search at a later date with the decor, but for now, why don't we get on to the food, as that seems to be the most important thing to set in stone now, so that we can get orders and then we can find decor a little bit at a later date. Wanting to go for a brunch, aren't we? So here you can see a lovely spread. We have little miniature Belgian waffles. We have orange juices that can be made into samosas, fresh fruit, strawberries, and blueberries. We have syrup and a selection of pastries, of course. That's the kind of thing that we tend to be going for. I also love this idea of little mini pancakes on sticks. So we can make these up in different flavour options as well. So of course we have here blueberry and banana. You can have raspberry, strawberry, little s'mores pancakes as well. Okay, great. Okay. And then we can also have some little fruit cups, like so, if you can get any sorts of fruits that you would like, so strawberries, blueberries, pineapple, apple, melons, yeah, anything at all. If you have any preferences, of course, we can sort that at a later date. Then, of course, we have what people call a donut board. So it's almost like a little carnival game where you have the little sticks and you have to throw the hoops. But it's made out of donuts. But of course, this is a brunch, so we could swap the donuts for bagels if you'd like, and then we could have some different spreads on options. Of course. And of course, we will be careful not to have cream cheeses. Just if, you know, anyone is pregnant and not aware of certain foods that they should or shouldn't be eating. It's always great to, you know, keep within precautions. And then we also have the options for little mini yogurt parfaits, as you can see here. I just think they look very sweet. Okay, let's have a look. We also have the option for chicken and waffles if you're thinking slightly more savoury. Nope, no problem. Let's have a look. We can offer sandwiches, quiches, muffin selections. Okay, no problem. Of course. Okay. Alright, so we'll just keep it mostly breakfast style foods. Yeah, okay, so why don't we add selections of breads, maybe some deli meats as well. So if someone is maybe a little bit later and has already eaten breakfast, they could make themselves a sandwich if they wish. Of course. Okay, we'll do that. Great. Okay, so we've discussed a little bit about the invites. I suppose that is the first thing that we can get arranged and sent out for you. We have a little bit of an idea about the decor. Yeah, we can, you know, discuss that a little bit further as we go along, and then quite simple brunches. But in terms of actual entertainment, let me just show you a few of the styles of baby shower games that people tend to do. It's just a little bit of fun, light-hearted entertainment. Okay, so let's have a look. So first we have little baby shower trivia. So these are just little cute trivia cards that you can give out to your guests, and it's just a little bit of fun to kind of show their knowledge on babies. Yeah. Yeah, it's quite sweet. They have questions like, babies are born without which body part? What percentage of babies actually arrive on their due date? How often is a baby born? That kind of thing. Yeah, you know, it's not really general knowledge. It's a lot of guesswork, which makes it quite fun and a little bit competitive. Okay, then we also have pin the dummy on the baby. No, no problem. Okie dokie. Let's have a look. We have here guess the bump. So what you do is you have some we have some yards of wool, and guess the size of your bump, measuring around what they think your bump size diameter is, and they snip the wool and tie it to a piece of card, and then whoever gets the closest to the actual size wins. You can do little prizes if you wish, or it can be simply just for fun. It's up to you. You like that idea? Of course, let me save that for you. Sweet little ideas. We also have some wonderful kind of token gifts that your guests can contribute to. So this, for example, is a little advice board. So this is within the elephant theming, actually, and we have different strings and then little cards that replicate the balloons, and every guest writes a little bit of advice for you as you start parenthood for the first time. You like that idea? It's very sweet. You know, it's something that you can keep as a keepsake, very inexpensive if you know you have some guests that can't afford to, you know, shower you with gifts. It's something that they feel that they can really give that's from the heart, and you know, some caring advice, of course. Okay, let's have a few more. Of course, you can do little games of, you know, suggest the name or guess the gender. We also have little funny games like blindfolded diaper changing. So you have a little doll and they have to try and put the diaper on blindfolded. That's quite a cute little game to play. Let's have a look. We can also do a guess the birthday. So guess the baby's birthday. You have a calendar with the month spread with your due date in the centre, and then people can guess when the birthday will be. I like that one. It's quite a sweet one to do. Okay, we'll just see a few more. No, I very much appreciate your time. Thank you so much for being so patient. I just want to get, you know, kind of feel for what it is that you're looking for. And of course, we can have many more of these consultations if you feel that you need it. And we can meet in person as well and have a little feel of what you'd like. Now this, I think this is my final one I'd like to show you. Now this is a decorate block. So you have all these lettered blocks here, and they're just plain wooden blocks with the letters on, and you get each guest to beautifully decorate every block so that when your child is growing up, they have these blocks that have been decorated by people that care for them the most. And you know, it's something very sweet that obviously as a child wouldn't understand, but as they grow up, you know, they'd know kind of what those blocks mean, because it's kind of like a community of people that love and care for them. Yeah, it's a sweet kind of idea of kind of having all those people represented within your baby's room. Of course, we'll see that one. Okay, well, thank you so much for being so patient with me. I know that it has been a little bit of a long call. What I'll do is I will send you all of those images, and I'll write down just the simple ideas that I have been thinking about. I'll make a little kind of vague plan for you of the day and kind of order sizes of what we think in terms of fooding and how much it's going to potentially cost for you for our services. How does that sound? And are we happy to go with those invitations? Okay, and how about the bunting? Because they were pink on the invites. Grey, no problem. Okay. Alright, so what I'll do is I will get that template sent to you. If you could, once I've sent the template and you're happy with it, if you could send me all of the names and addresses of the thank you. So there's 30. Okay, great. Yeah, if you could send those addresses to me, that would be great, and I will get those invites sent to your guests as soon as possible. No problem. Okay, so that is all for us for now, and I suppose I will speak to you in a few days' time. Alright, thank you so much for calling. No problem, bye-bye now.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.